Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Thanks for listening today. On this episode, the life and times of Rob Roy MacGregor. To listen to other episodes of Simply Scottish, visit simplyscottish.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter to get Scottish news, trivia, show updates, and chances to win our monthly music giveaway. Visit facebook.com/simplyscottish or find us on Twitter with the handle at Simply Scottish. Let's set the stage with music. Literally. Rob Roy the Musical features music and lyrics by accomplished Canadian musical director David Warwick and directing by Tony Award winner Len Carreyrou. It began as a 90-minute production at the 2006 Edinburgh Fringe Festival and had its Canadian premiere in Toronto in 2009. From the original cast recording, this is The Bagpipe Prelude, followed by We Are Connected.
Connected. from the future through the present to the past by a line unbroken. Mothers to daughters and fathers to sons, they understand, though there's no word spoken. One needs the other to be, one needs the other to see that none are forgotten. The stories remain. One needs the other alive. History will only survive if those hills that we fought on, all our loves and pains are gone.
We are connected from the future. We are connected from the present. We are connected to the past as one.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. To understand and appreciate the life story of Rob Roy MacGregor, we must first have an understanding of the clan system into which he was born. Since as far back as the 12th century, families in Scotland were organised into networks, called clans. The word clan comes from the Gaelic, or Gaelic, meaning children. Most clans had a chief, and families paid homage to their leader, living off his land and paying rent in kind in return for protection and alliance. Families often took the name of their clan chief as a symbol of their loyalty. Clan life in the Highlands of Scotland at the time of Rob Roy and his family was a lot different than life today. Most clan family homes had turf walls with rafters of stout branches thatched with straw, bracken or heather, and stamped earth floors. Fuel wasn't purchased, it was free from the peat banks. Clothes were hand-woven of wool or flax. Furniture, crockery and cutlery was sparse and handmade. Journeys took days, and the most common foods taken on the road were oats, bannocks, the occasional salted meat, and always whiskey. In addition to an awareness of the clan system, it's also important to know what was happening politically and socially in Scotland at the time of Rob Roy. Scotland was in a period of transition, about to give up its parliament as it had given up its sovereign crown in 1603. In 1637, Charles I, grandson of Scotland's King James VI of the House of Stuart, introduced the Book of Common Prayer to Scotland, declaring that opposition to the new liturgy would be considered treason. A group of Scottish Presbyterians called the Covenanters rose up to oppose this royal interference in church affairs. In 1638, the Covenanters signed a national covenant, and for the next half century, a great number of people were persecuted, and as many as 18,000 Presbyterians killed, as commoners and church leadership alike resisted laws, royal decrees, and government troops. Secret Presbyterian gatherings, known as conventicles, were held outside in fields and hills. The authorities quickly outlawed these. Even suspicion of participation in these church meetings could result in harm. This continued through the reign of Charles II. The persecution reached its peak when Charles II's brother, James VII, assumed the throne in 1685 and ushered in a period known as the Killing Time. The troubling era finally came to an end when William of Orange, Protestant grandson of Charles I, took the throne and reigned with his wife Mary. Although far removed from Edinburgh, geographically and otherwise, Highland families were not immune to the effects of the time period. Here, many of the clans were still Catholic and supported a Catholic dynasty. The Gregor clan also supported the House of Stuart in an effort to secure their lands and protect their status as a clan. At one point, the Highlanders came into direct conflict with the Lowlanders. In 1678, at the height of the Covenanter struggle, the government assembled an army of 9,000 Highlanders, which likely contained a contingent from the clan MacGregor, and sent them into the Lowlands to forcefully occupy the homes and communities of the Covenanters. You can imagine how this oppressive act only made a bad situation worse. Into this difficult period in Scottish history, Robert Roy MacGregor was born in 1671. Despite what was happening elsewhere, his first 18 years were relatively peaceful, spent around the shores of his birthplace, Loch Katrine. During this time, he learned a number of skills, including ploughing, boat building, and weaponry. He learned hillcraft, including tracking, hunting, and surviving in the wild. These were untamed stretches of highland land. Rivers rarely had bridges, and there were no roads as we know them today. A youthful Robert learned much in these early years, skills that would serve him well later in life. In a few minutes, we'll look at how Rob Roy quickly earned a reputation for himself in the Highlands and beyond. Here's music now from Kim Edgar. This is Hands Held. In the Highlands, cattle was a staple of trade and wealth, considered common property and essential to the welfare of all. Rob Roy and his father Donald Glass earned their living as cattle drovers, responsible for the safe transport and sale of large numbers of cattle to various points in Scotland and over the border to England. During Rob Roy's career, 30,000 head of cattle crossed the border every year. Drives could take over a month, such as the journey from Caithness to Carlisle. Cattle droving took experience, character, and confidence, and over time, Rob Roy became a skillful drover. Rob also engaged in cattle reaving, a time-honoured Highland tradition throughout all classes. Clansmen would gather in small groups and use stealth, and sometimes force, to capture cattle from neighbouring clans. When harvests failed or when winters were harsh, cattle reaving was a necessary part of survival. A code of ethics governed this practice, and although most adhered to these unwritten rules, conflicts between clans were not uncommon. In one instance, early in his career, Rob and his men were called upon after a party of Macrae's had entered the territory of the Earl of Breadalbane at the west end of Loch Tay and stolen 15 cattle. For several days, Rob tracked down the stolen cattle, eventually returning them unharmed to their owner. The respect he gained from this episode resulted in other landowners paying for his protection of their cattle. His reputation quickly grew, and his endeavours drew the attention of supporters and enemies alike. Robert married Mary Helen MacGregor of Comar in 1693, and was given land on Loch Lomond, where he built a house. The couple had four sons, James, Ranald, Col, and Robert Jr., also known as Robin Oig. The family also adopted a cousin, Duncan. Rob Roy's fortunes would take a turn for the worst after he fell victim to a business deal gone awry. In the spring of 1712, Rob raised the large sum of £1,000 from James, the fourth Marquis and first Duke of Montrose, to buy cattle for his lowland estates. Rob's chief drover, MacDonald, was entrusted with the bills of exchange and disappeared. Although Rob and his men hunted for MacDonald, he was never to be seen again. Rob had set his property as security, and Montrose was not a patient man. Soon, rumours were being spread in Edinburgh, Glasgow, and beyond that Rob was using the money to raise a Jacobite rebel army. When Rob refused to bear witness against Montrose's political army, the Duke of Argyll, Montrose sent his agent to evict Rob's wife and children and seize their belongings and stock. While Robert was busy trying to round up money for the debt and clear his name, Montrose filed suit against him in Edinburgh. It wasn't long before there was a warrant issued for Rob's arrest, and as was common with debtors, he was declared an outlaw. The bitter feud between Montrose and Rob lasted for years. While Rob sought revenge on Montrose's Graham land and property, Montrose tried multiple attempts to capture Rob Roy. Meanwhile, a Jacobite uprising in 1715 attempted to restore the Stuart kings to the throne. The campaign failed, and when Parliament passed an act containing the names of all those accused of treason in the rebellion, Rob Roy's name was on it. He was given protection from the Duke of Argyll for a time, and eventually Montrose admitted defeat against Rob, only to have the Duke of Atholl pick up the mantle against the Highlander for similar treacherous reasons. But Rob and his men knew the land better than anyone, and eventually he was able to rejoin his own people in relative peace. Argyll brokered a truce between Montrose and Rob, and Rob was given a royal pardon, no longer officially an outlaw. He would continue his cattle droving and protection business until he died in 1734. Up next, we'll conclude with a brief survey of books and movies about Rob Roy, and where to visit to trace Rob Roy's footsteps. More music from Rob Roy the Musical. This is A Ballad of Robert and Mary, Balquhidder.
As quiet in this valley with the mist upon the loch.
The breeze down from the hill barely noticed by the leaves.
And you and me together on this path we love to walk in Balquhidder.
'Tis seldom we've known silence as the years have flown by.
But love stays with us still, even deeper than before.
Just you and me together, not so young and not so spry, in Balquhidder.
It seems like only yesterday we spoke of growing old.
Who'd have thought it would arrive to find us unprepared? One day we simply turned around and felt a kind of cold
we'd never felt before. So why are we not scared? Perhaps we simply recognize the beauty of this place.
You look in each direction and the hand of God is there.
And you and me together, side by side and face to face, in Balquhidder.
Our home.
This is Simply Scottish. On this episode, a look at the life of an unforgettable Highlander, Rob Roy MacGregor. Daniel Defoe wrote a fictionalised account of his life in 1723, called Highland Rogue, making Rob Roy a legend in his own lifetime. The publication of Rob Roy by Sir Walter Scott in 1817 further added to his fame, as well as the romanticised notions of Rob that persist even today. William Wordsworth wrote a poem called Rob Roy's Grave during a visit to Scotland in 1803. Scottish historical author Nigel Tranter attempted to sort the man from the myth with his book called Rob Roy MacGregor. Another authoritative biography was written by W.H. Murray in 1982, a book to which I referred during my research for this show. It's called Rob Roy MacGregor, His Life and Times, published by Canongate Books. In 1953, Walt Disney Productions released a movie called Rob Roy, The Highland Rogue, starring Richard Todd, James Robertson Justice, and Michael Gough, and featuring real soldiers of the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders as extras. And in 1995, Rob Roy's story was told again on the silver screen, this time starring Liam Neeson, Jessica Lange, and Tim Roth. It was a critical and box office success. If you're interested in visiting Rob Roy country, head to Scotland's first national park, Loch Lomond and the Trossachs National Park, encompassing 720 square miles of spectacular landscape with Loch Lomond at its centre, the biggest freshwater lake in the British Isles. Visit simplyscottish.com for links to the national park and other Rob Roy resources. That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. You can share your comments on today's episode and listen to others at simplyscottish.com. Join our Scottish community at facebook.com/simplyscottish or on Twitter with @simplyscottish. And if you enjoyed the music on this episode, you can get your hands on a free Scottish album of your choice by entering our monthly music giveaway, sponsored by musicscotland.com. Enter online at www.simplyscottish.com. We'll close with music from Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas. From the album Fire and Grace, this is a medley called Rob Roy Crosses the Minch. I'm Andrew McDermott. Join me again soon for more of All Things Scottish, right here on Simply Scottish.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright 2013, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.